Thank you, Madam Vice President. A warm greeting to you and to all of the delegates from the States Party to the Convention and to the host country. As the High Commissioner for Peace of my country, I work to seek agreements with armed groups that unfortunately continue to operate in Colombia. This is part of my duties. Anti-personnel mines are a constant threat to life and to the safety of all Colombians, and in particular in rural communities where the armed groups, non-state armed groups, have had the greatest impact. For the Colombian state, the victims of anti-personnel mines and unexploded ordnance are central to our public policy, specifically in our efforts to prevent, protect, address, and ensure the effective enjoyment of rights of survivors and citizens. It is for this reason that the victims are the inspiration and the driving force of all that we do to build peace. It is for this reason that we have channeled our efforts to bring about equitable socioeconomic development in the framework of peace building on a daily basis. This is necessary for coexistence. This is also because Colombia recognizes that the contributions of the survivors and of the family members is essential to economic development in countries. We have laid the groundwork for a structural transformation of the countryside, this to create well-being for the population. The experience of works with the family members and survivors allows us to say with great certainty that their ideas are a fundamental driver for development in our country. To create and trust and support the initiatives will end in the reconstruction of our social fabric and peace building. From 2012 to 2016, Colombia has seen a significant drop in the amount of civilian victims and public force victims, from 295 civilian victims to 37, and 294 victims in the public forces, security forces, to 52. This brings a 700% drop. However, between 2017 and 2018, the drop has seen changes. There is a worrisome trend, upward trend, given that the number of victims through 31 of October 2017 was of 46, and for the same period in 2018, it was of 113 victims. That is to say, an increase of 245%. As regards civilian victims and security forces victims, we have seen the relationship change since last year. The civilian population affected has been greater vis-a-vis that of the public security forces. For each three civilian victims of these death traps, we are seeing one death of a member of the security forces. This is owed to many factors tied to our context in Colombia. This includes the migration of organized armed groups and the arrival of new organized criminal organizations that fight over illegal trade. Sadly, we see victims of anti-personnel mines or other explosive devices as a result of the efforts to eradicate crops such as coca leaves. We also must note that the areas in which we have seen accidents does not correspond to areas in which there are humanitarian demining operations, but rather these are territories that are still suffering from the scourge of organized armed groups such as the ELN. Despite this dynamic, which worries the Colombian state a great deal, I would like to share with you some of the progress that we've made as we seek to bolster victim assistance. This progress comes in the legislative and normative fronts, as this is the legal basis for our state institutions' action. The most important here is that there's a compulsory compliance with the roadmap toward health and physical rehabilitation for those who suffer from unexploded ordnance. This comes through the superintendents of health. Also, there's been support when an individual loses work capacity. This comes to the labor ministry. There is a humanitarian payment made periodically to the victims of the conflict. That would be all for the time being. Thank you, Madam Vice President.